said one of the Munchkins.
And there is some charm connected with them, but what it is we never knew.
Dorothy carried the shoes into the house and placed them on the table. Then she came out again to the Munchkins and said,
I am anxious to get back to my aunt and uncle, for I am sure they will worry about me. Can you help me find my way?
The Munchkins and the witch first looked at one another, and then at Dorothy, and then shook their heads.
At the east, not far from here,
said one,
there is a great desert, and none could live to cross it.
It is the same at the south,
said another,
for I have been there and seen it. The south is the country of the Quadlings.
I am told,
said the third man,
that is the same at the west. And that country, where the Winkies live, is ruled by the Wicked Witch of the West, who would make you her slave if you passed her way.
The north is my home, said the old lady, and at its edge is the same great desert that surrounds this land of Oz. I'm afraid, my dear, you will have to live with us.
Dorothy began to sob at this, for she felt lonely among all these strange people. Her tears seemed to grieve the kind-hearted Munchkins, for they immediately took out their handkerchiefs and began to weep also. As for the little old woman, she took off her cap and balanced the point on the end of her nose while she counted,
1, 2, 3,
in a solemn voice. At once the cap changed to a slate, on which was written in big white chalk marks,